Chapter 11. The Human Game Model.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
There is no way any human being in this holographic universe can know with certainty why their infinite eye created them. The story I am about to tell you, therefore, cannot be called the truth. Instead, it's a model, like the field, that comes closer to the truth than any other model and is extremely workable and effective in the metamorphosis to a butterfly. And it's high time for a new model. The models of how the universe works we used inside the movie theater are no longer valid, all based on the wrong premise that the movies we are watching are real. With the recent results in quantum physics and other scientific experiments, we need to come up with a new model that conforms to our new understanding of the holographic universe. Robert Scheinfeld was the one who introduced me to this model in my early days as a scout. Although I have made certain modifications, which he may or may not agree with, I want to give him credit for it. It's called the Human Game Model. Let's eavesdrop on a couple of infinite eyes who are having a conversation.
You know, I've been thinking.
Please tell me not to worry. You know what the chief said the last time.
Not to worry. This is different.
Right.
I've been thinking I want to go to the Gap tonight.
Where?
The Great Amusement Park.
Oh, is that all? Then you're on. All the different games and attractions.
Yes, but tonight I want to tie one hand behind my back in the dart game.
What?
Am I not speaking clearly? I said I want to tie one hand behind my back in the dart game.
I heard you perfectly. You're just not making any sense. Why would you want to do that?
Well, I keep breaking all the balloons every time I play and bringing home another stuffed animal. Now my closet's full of them.
What else can you expect when you have infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite abundance?
But I want to experience something a little different for a change. More of a challenge, maybe. I mean, a game you win all the time can get a little boring.
So you're going to throw darts with one hand tied behind your back?
Yes. I thought I'd try it, at least.
This I gotta see.
You know, I've been thinking.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Throwing darts with one hand tied behind my back doesn't do much. I still break every balloon, and now I've got a second closet full of stuffed animals.
I'm well aware of that. The second closet used to be mine, remember?
So tonight I'm going to tie both hands behind my back.
I beg your pardon? How are you going to throw darts with both hands tied behind your back?
I don't know yet. But as you said, I have infinite power and infinite wisdom, so I'll figure something out.
This time, I'm the one who's been thinking.
About what?
About the fact that I had to build another closet for your stuffed animals. Maybe tonight you should try throwing darts blindfolded.
Wow! Great idea!
This isn't working, you know. It's a good thing we've got infinite space for an infinite number of closets.
Yes, I know. There's gotta be a way.
A way to do what?
A way to experience what it would be like not to be so infinite, so perfect all the time.
I'm not following.
I mean, here we are, with infinite joy, infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite abundance, infinite and unconditional love. We're just so perfect. Well, maybe I want to feel what it would be like to miss a balloon or two every once in a while. To experience what it would be like not to be so infinite, just for the fun of it. Who knows? Maybe I'll even appreciate my infinite nature more when I know what the opposite feels like.
But it's not possible.
What's not possible?
Not being infinite, I mean. That's who we are, infinite beings. It's not possible not to be infinite.
Maybe not, at least not for us directly. But what if we create a new game, and then create a player to play it for us?
I'm still not following you.
You know the tunnel of love in the park, where we experience those fantastic images from all the beautiful universes?
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorite rides. I especially like the music that goes along with it. Sing it with me. It's a small world.
I'm not singing that right now. I'm trying to have a conversation with you about creating a new game where we could experience what it would be like to be limited instead of so bloody infinite and perfect all the time.
Oh, we're going to be serious, are we? Well, as I said, it's not possible. We'd always know we were infinite, so the game wouldn't work.
You're right. It's not possible for us to limit ourselves, which is why I keep breaking all the balloons no matter what I do. As I said, that's why we have to create an attraction where we don't actually go in and play. Instead, we create a player to go inside and play for us, to represent us in the game.
How much fun could that be, if we're outside and the player is inside? Wouldn't the player have all the fun instead? And if the player is playing the game, how will we have the experience?
We stay connected to our player.
You mean like we're always connected to the infinite?
Yes, a lot like that. And the player would send back its feelings through that connection while it was being limited, so we could experience those feelings vicariously.
Let me see if I have this right. You want to create something like a video game with a player who you put through various experiences in which they react to being limited, so they can send back to you their feelings during those experiences of what it's like not to be infinite.
Precisely.
Well, I must admit it sounds like it could be fun and interesting, but how are you going to create these limiting experiences for your player?
Oh, that's the easy part. I'll just go to the field, collapse some quantum wave functions, and make some holograms.
The field? Are you sure the chief would approve of using the field to create a game where the goal was limitation rather than expansion?
Why not? You know the chief doesn't consider one experience to be better or worse than any other. All experiences are equal. And the chief created the field, whose full name, just to remind you, is the field of unlimited possibilities, because it affords us unlimited possibilities to play, which has to include the possibility to experience limitation as well as expansion, right?
You've got a point. But do you really think you can create a holographic game so real, where the player will be so convinced they are being limited, they will react with feelings you could experience?
Well, I've got some details to work out, but doesn't it sound like a blast?
I don't know about a blast. Maybe more like a big bang. But definitely very creative. I'm still not convinced it's possible to limit unlimited power or wisdom. So let me know how this works for you.
I've got a prototype.
For what?
Did you really forget our conversation, or are you just jerking me around?
Remind me.
I'm creating a game where we can experience what it's like not to be so infinite.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And I created a player to play the game for me.
Really?
Yes, I went through a lot of trial and error, but I finally came up with something that works. Adam.
What?
I call it Adam.
Interesting. I won't ask why right now. Go on.
And I created a whole bunch of different holographic scenarios for Adam to experience being limited, and he's sending back his feelings to me from those experiences. It's so cool, and it really works. Want to see?
Sure, I'll take a look. Wow, that's a beautiful game world. Clear blue skies, lush green forests, turquoise oceans. Really amazing. And you did all this with holograms?
Yes. Like I said, that was the easy part. I call it Earth.
Okay, whatever.
The hard part was figuring out how to make the holograms appear in space and time so Adam would think he was inside something like a total immersion movie.
And?
And so I created a brain.
I can see I'm going to need a dictionary before we're through. What's a brain?
A brain is a kind of holographic processor. What I do is download the quantum wave frequencies I've chosen from the field for my Earth environment to one side of Adam's brain, usually while he's asleep.
And Adam doesn't know what's happening?
Actually, when he wakes up, he has these, sort of memories of something occurring during the night, but all the pictures are jumbled together and nothing makes any sense to him. Kind of like trying to read a zip file.
Okay, go on.
Then when I'm ready, I unzip them and move them to the other side of his brain, and in the process of moving from one side to the other, the brain translates the wave frequencies into particle locations, creating a holographic picture, which it then projects out through the senses into space and time for Adam to perceive and experience.
It sounds fairly simple.
Yeah, it's basically like the central processing unit in our computers that takes binary code and translates it into what we see on our screens. But Adam thinks it's happening out there and all around him, independent of his own brain, as if it were some kind of objective reality.
So what exactly is Adam doing now?
Chasing a rabbit.
A what?
I call that little furry white thing a rabbit.
Where are you getting these names? Oh, never mind. He'll never catch the rabbit, though. It's too fast for him.
Exactly, and that's the point. Adam is experiencing the limitation of having a body, and he's sending his feelings about that back to me.
Which are?
I would say right now he's a little frustrated, and that's perfect, an amazing thing to feel. If I were chasing that rabbit here, I'd catch it every time, just like I break every balloon. This is precisely what I was hoping to feel.
I can't feel anything.
Of course not. Adam's my player. I'm the only one who can feel what he's feeling.
So, if I want to have a similar experience...
You have to create your own player.
Is that possible?
I can work on it.
This may sound incredible. And you might be laughing or thinking I've totally lost it. But is it any more incredible than all the other creation stories found in every one of the world's religions? Is it any more theoretical than a Big Bang no one can find or explain? Is it any stranger than aliens from the 12th planet genetically engineering Homo sapiens by combining the DNA of apes with themselves, as our Sumerian forefathers apparently believed? It's actually not entirely out of the realm of possibility that an infinite eye wanted to experience what it felt like to be imperfect, to limit unlimited power and joy and abundance and wisdom and love, to be involved in drama and conflict and pain and suffering. After all, if you remember, one of the attributes I gave an infinite eye was the infinite desire to play and express itself creatively. I can imagine a game where an infinite eye could experience being the opposite of what it really is might be very interesting and exciting, not to mention extremely difficult to pull off. How does one limit unlimited power? How does one restrict unlimited wisdom? How does one forfeit unlimited joy and love? And how does one create scarcity in the face of unlimited abundance? The conversation went on.
Are you ready?
For what?
To create your own player.
Okay, show me.
First, there are some rules of the game you must agree to before we start. Number one, the chief has been very clear. Any creation must have complete free will. Once you've created your player, you cannot interfere with their decisions and choices at any time for any reason.
You mean I just create a player and turn them loose on your Earth?
Oh, no way. You have to create every second of every experience for your player, down to the smallest detail. They can't create anything. They're part of the hologram. They're on the wrong side of the field and have no power at all to create any experiences for themselves. But once you've created an experience for them, they must have total free will to choose how they want to respond or react to that experience.
I have no problem with that.
Good. Rule number 2, your player cannot know it's your player. Otherwise, it taps into your infiniteness through the connection. It must think it has its own consciousness and identity, and is not just a temporary representative, an extension of you created for the game.
I can agree to that.
Rule number 3, your player also cannot know it's a game. It has to believe it's real. It has to take it seriously or it doesn't work.
You mean Adam doesn't know it's all a hologram?
No. Adam is part of the hologram. A hologram looks and feels real to anything inside the hologram itself. Adam thinks the garden I made for him actually exists. He even eats the holographic apples, for example.
Well, I won't tell him it's not real.
You're right. You cannot tell him, unless I agree. Which is rule number 4. You're going to create your own player with its own experiences. But I've figured out how different players' holograms can interact.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm not going to use your holograms?
No, you can't. You can use the collection of holographic Earth environments I've created as a template for your player if you want. And I actually suggest you do that, because if your player and my player interact, I think it would be easier if they both saw virtually the same things in their holograms. Otherwise, they'll spend all their time arguing about the color blue, for example, or whether there are one or two suns in the sky.
We wouldn't want that now, would we?
Actually, it could be interesting. Probably result in some strange feelings coming back through the connection. Maybe eventually get some players really upset if the reality they saw was too much different from other players. But I think it would work better, for now at least, if our two players saw pretty much the same things.
But my players' holograms will be completely separate from Adam's?
Absolutely. Each player must have its own separate, individual, and unique reality. You create your own player's reality, and I create my player's reality. Because of the way I've worked it out for players' holograms to interact with each other, they might think they're connected, that they're all one, or that they share the same holographic universe, but it won't be true. That's the only way this can work.
Why is that?
Well, getting back to what we were talking about, rule number 4 is, if we decide we want your player and my player to interact, your player can never do or say anything in my player's holograms I have not agreed to beforehand. Otherwise, you would actually be creating experiences for my player and me for yours.
And that would be bad because?
Because the chief insists no one can ever be a victim of anything at any time. And if you had the ability to create experiences for my player by doing or saying something I didn't want or didn't approve of or didn't know about, my player could then become a victim of your creations. My guess is that a player might feel like it's a victim from time to time, and that's good for us, because it will simply lead to more limitation. But it can never actually be the case. I must always have 100% script approval for every detail prior to anything happening in my player's holograms. And the same thing goes for you and your player.
I got it.
So, now, are you ready?
Yes, but I want a player very different from Adam.
Well, do you want a human player or an animal player? Maybe a dolphin?
A dolphin looks like a lot of fun. But what's Adam?
Adam is a human being. This is called the human game.
So I want a human too. But still, I want a human that's different.
Okay, you can create whatever you want, as long as it has two legs, two arms, two eyes, two ears. Wow, that's interesting. What do you call it?
Eve.
Word about the new human game apparently spread quickly all over Infinite Land via infomail. Soon there were many other Infinite Eyes who wanted to play, and the human population on Earth began to grow. And then...
Wait a minute, I have another idea.
Your last one was pretty good. What's this one?
Let's divide the human game into two parts. The first half will be to see how far into limitation we can take our players, and then the second half will be to bring them back out again.
Here's a million that says I can take my player further into limitation than you can take yours and still bring it home safely.
You're on.
Again, I'm not trying to claim any of this is true. We may never know. But human beings seem to have an abundance of curiosity. So, although it's futile and irrelevant to speculate on why an infinite eye would create the human game, we do it anyway. I'm no different. Here are a few of the thoughts I've had over the years. Do Pete Sampras, or Roger Federer, or Martina Navratilova, or the Williams sisters get bored after a while playing tennis so well? Do they play with the wrong hand occasionally just to see if they can? Just to make the game more interesting? Just for the challenge and the experience? Does anyone play darts sometimes with their eyes closed, just for the fun? I remember when I was 3 or 4 years old, the house I lived in had a brick walkway from the front door leading to 3 steps which went down to the street. I would take my tricycle, back it up against the front door, pedal as hard and fast as I could down the walkway, and then slam on the brakes and see how close I could get to the edge of the top step before I fell over. The last time I tried this was when I fell down the stairs into the street, splitting my lip wide open. So I can totally relate to the idea of playing a game to its maximum limits, to see how far one can push oneself. I also remember wanting to go higher and higher on a roller coaster, eager to find the biggest one I could, even though the first hill up was always a bitch. Or maybe an infinite eye wants to play the human game purely to experience what a physical universe feels like. There was an interesting 1996 movie with John Travolta called Michael, in which Travolta played an archangel who came to Earth to experience how it felt to have a body. He reveled in it, smoking, drinking, eating as much sugar and meat as he could, exercising his very active libido, and enjoying every moment. Of course, most New Agers didn't like the movie because nearly everything Michael did was contrary to their beliefs of what an enlightened being would do. But once again, this movie could provide a clue to an infinite eye's motivation. I'm sure you've heard the saying, as above, so below. Now we understand the opposite is true. As below, so above. We all go to the movies, watch sports, or listen to music in order to have an inner experience from the outer experience. Even golf is played for the inner experience it creates, according to the experts. The human game, then, could be called an outer experience created for a player by its infinite eye, so the infinite eye can have the inner experience, the feelings it receives through the connection to its player. There may be many other reasons why an infinite eye would create a player to experience life on Earth, and maybe you'll come up with one or more on your own. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter why, and we will probably not know the complete answer as long as we are players on this side of the field. Fortunately, not knowing why doesn't affect the way we play the human game here and now. What matters is that the human game, as a model, answers a lot of questions more logically and more understandably and more consistently than any other model to date, like why our movies seem to be filled with drama and conflict, pain and suffering, and what our purpose is to be here. This model could change as we get more information, as more research is done in quantum physics, as more scouts come back with new reports of what they've found. But the most important thing is, right now, this model leads to very practical, useful, and effective ways to go through our metamorphosis in the cocoon. And that's the only real value in having such a model. So what if the opposite of everything we believed while in the movie theater is true? What if life is not a school, or a training ground, or a test, or a bitch, but a fun ride in an amusement park instead? What if the purpose of life on Earth is not to learn something, thinking, but to experience something, feeling? What if we as players are supposed to feel separate from our infinite eyes, rather than bemoaning the fact or trying to reconnect? What if our connection to our infinite eye has never been broken, but we were supposed to think it was in order to play the game? What if every experience we have ever had and will ever have is exactly the way our infinite eye wants it, and there is nothing to be changed, fixed, or improved in our holograms? What if all the things we have resisted are actually what our infinite eyes have wanted us to experience, and it is only our judgment and resistance causing our pain and suffering? What if we have never done anything wrong, but only think we have, and believe everyone else when they tell us we're defective and deficient, sinners who need to be saved? What if the Earth doesn't need to be saved either? That it has its own infinite eye who is creating the precise experiences it wants as well? What if it is only our ego that says we have the power to create or change anything about our reality, and that all power actually resides with the infinite eye on the other side of the field? What if we don't need any self-help, no magic formulas, no secrets, no spiritual laws, no gurus, and no special techniques to try to make things different than they are? What if, no matter what we do in the first half of the human game, like meditate, pray, eat only organic food, and so on, it will not change anything until we have experienced all the imperfection and limitation and restrictions our infinite eye wants, and it's ready for us to play the second half? What if all we need to do is relax, enjoy the experiences our infinite eye creates for us, whatever they may be, and stop judging those experiences to be good or bad, better or worse, right or wrong? What if humankind itself has never made any mistake either, but instead has explored the heights of limitation as a species exactly as the infinite eyes wanted? What if, not understanding this, we have made up many stories to try to explain what we experience? Religions, philosophies, and beliefs, many of which contain some truth, but which are always altered so they actually lead into more limitation. What if it's now time in the human game for many more people to enter their cocoons, to play the second half of the human game, to go over the top of the first hill on the roller coaster and enjoy the ride back to Infinite Land? I highly recommend you watch a movie called The Game, starring Michael Douglas, produced in 1997.